Joshua chapter 3 and verse 1, and we'll read through the fifth verse, and I think you'll see the fittingness, the parallel between the beginning of a new year and even this text. So the children of Israel are being led by Joshua now, and they're at the river Jordan River, and Joshua chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over." I'll make a couple comments along the way so I don't forget to do this. I'm just thinking, where have we lodged now before coming into this new year? We've been lodging for over 365 days in prayer before coming into this new year. We were lodging at the prayer conference in Greenville, South Carolina. Maybe you lodged together last night or over the course of the last Sermon Audio Prayer Foundation's prayer time that met. Maybe you prayed with your family coming into the new year, but we and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days, and there's been some speculation as to why 3 days, but we'll not go there. 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, "When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place." So this, remove from this place of preparation. And go after it. So there's preparation and then there's action. So this is not just, you know, enjoy things right here. This is move forward. And this is a challenge to us today. We can enjoy the preparation. We can enjoy the lodging here. But then we are to go after the presence of the Lord. Go after. Action here is in play. So verse 4, "Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it." So I think there's some meanings here of respect and sovereignty, but also practically, don't come near so that everybody can see it, so that everyone can trace the direction, that you may know the way by which you must go. And why is that? Because, or for, ye have not passed this way hitherto, heretofore, or before. You've not passed it, you've not come this way before. Verse 5, "And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves." Here's a condition for God's blessing. "Sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." So here's the condition. Is a matter of personal separation. Sanctify yourselves, cleanse yourselves for tomorrow. Here's the focus. The focus is the Lord will do wonders among you. And I couldn't help but thinking the first thing that came to mind when I read this was Acts chapter 2, where the church was meeting and the text says, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." It's not that the church was adding. The Lord was working in hearts to bring people to himself. "And the Lord will do wonders among you." So I went longer than I would normally go yesterday, and maybe I'll go shorter than what I would normally go today. But 3 points of application from this text. First of all, sanctify yourselves. As we go into this new year, it's a matter of trusting the Lord. It's a matter of not looking to our own selves. It's a matter of watching the Lord. As the children of Israel were there at the River Jordan, and maybe they were wondering, what is going to happen? What's going to take place here? We're not going to swim because the river's at flood stage, and we can't all fit on boats. What's going to happen here? So the admonition was, make sure that you are focused on the Lord. Sanctify yourselves. Make sure that you are pure before the Lord so that he can have full control, full attention. You're not distracted by the clutter in your life. Full attention before the Lord. And then secondly, keep your eyes on God. So the writer here mentioned the ark 17 times in chapters 3 and 4. It was the visible symbol that God himself was leading his people into the land. And really, even in opposition to their enemies. So we are to walk by faith. I find it very interesting that in verse 1 we're told that Joshua rose early in the morning. And we could read into this that he rose early in the morning, especially if we consider chapter 1 and verse 8, which is a familiar text, rose early to spend time with the Lord, sanctifying himself. But then, as I was reading this, I got thinking about what Dwight mentioned on Thursday. He quoted, or at least he referenced, John chapter 15 and verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you desire and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." So we are to keep our eyes on the Lord, and one of those ways is to just saturate ourselves with God's Word. Abide in me. Let the Holy Spirit fuel your life. Abide in me obviously starts with salvation, but then continues with fellowship and relationship. And my words abide in you. My words abide in you. This is the same as following the ark. This is the same. This is letting the Lord's Word direct us. So sanctify ourselves, keep your eyes on God, and then walk by faith. For ye have not passed this way before. This is a step by faith. Follow by faith. Abraham led left Ur of the Chaldees by faith. Moses led Egypt by faith. And it is impossible to follow the Lord unless we are walking by faith. Acts chapter 6, when the first deacons were selected, they were selected, and the scripture says they followed, or they gave themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. I mean, this was the way they followed the Lord, was by prayer and the ministry of the word. So here's our challenge as we enter into a new year. Let's even take time as we're praying to cleanse our hearts and ask God to forgive our sin and to focus on him. Keep our eyes on the Lord as we walk into this new year and walk by faith. It may be that God is challenging you to do something that seems completely impossible. Walk by faith. Follow him. Let the wisdom of God's word permeate your life, and the leadership of the Holy Spirit saturate your life. So here's a final challenge, and then I'm going to quote some three passages that Ramon left on an email at the bottom of an email to me here recently. I'm going to challenge you with this. And back several years ago, I challenged our congregation to read the Bible through in 90 days, beginning on January 1st. And it completely changed many people's lives, changed my life, changed our worship services, to saturate our lives, immerse our lives in the scriptures for 90 days. And I would say you could do a Google search and you can find several calendars or schedules for reading. But I would challenge you. And if you want to say, well, I don't know if I can do it in 90, I can do it in 100. Do it in 100. But maybe even as you saturate your life in God's Word, bring the things that God teaches you through an immersing time in God's Word, bring those things to the prayer meeting and pray those things that God is doing in your heart. And I may say more about this another time, but that changed our entire congregation. We had 40% of our congregation reading the Bible through in 90 days. It changed the way we sang. It changed the way we prayed. It changed the way we met together and studied God's Word. It was incredible. It was a work of the Lord. And walk by faith. And I'll finish by quoting some verses from Numbers chapter 6 that Ramon had at the bottom of an email. This is Moses's challenge to Aaron, or blessing to Aaron. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.